This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This Monday, President's Day, as we'll continue the conversation with you about the lack of competition in sports, which is a weird one to have, but it's the truth. There was great competition at the world's most famous arena yesterday, BT. I know you and the family were on hand to see your Johnnies top Creighton, which should set them up nicely here in the Big East.
You know what's amazing? Yeah, St. John's now is in the driver's seat. They're up 2 on Marquette, a couple of games up on Creighton as well. And if UConn losing to Seton Hall, UConn is not going to win the regular season title.
Oh, I saw that.
I don't know how the hell Seton Hall beat UConn there. I think that, well, first of all, you know, yesterday I haven't done what I did yesterday, I think since I entered the business.
All right, so you were not working the game.
I didn't work the game. So there's a couple of games, even though it was a home game, where they'll have like a former player jump in. That's been the arrangement, and I'm fine with that. I can't travel the way I used to because of the show.
Yep.
But I'll still wind up doing, you know, the whole Big East tournament, NCAA stuff, and probably 15 to 20 games a year, right? So it works out well. I went to a game yesterday, and I sat there with a St. John's hoodie and had two drinks. Got a little buzz, too. Those Celtics are pretty strong, man. And let me tell you something. And this goes back. The first game that I ever did was November 13, 2003, at the Guard. It was against Marquette, the coaches versus cancer thing. And the only reason I say that, because it's not about me, but I have to establish this. Sal, sitting in that, whether it's doing the game, the Marty Glickman booth, or yesterday, up until yesterday, I have not seen, for a St. John's game, Madison Square Garden that red, that full, and that loud since I was a kid. That's how long it's been.
Now, do you think it's because of, like, was it the fact that they were playing Creighton? Was it because it was a weekend? Was it because it was Johnny's Day? Or just because of where they're at?
Well, they've had Johnny's Day before.
Okay, I
broadcast
so those
games.
That,
yeah. You get a little pop, but right. It doesn't resonate that way. They played Creighton before, and Creighton was good. And, you know, a couple of games where they were, you know, St. John's won. I remember Carl Sampson played very good defense on McDermott.
If this were DePaul, you know, is that happening?
You know, I mean.
Okay, so does the matchup then, too.
The matchup certainly helped for sure. The ranking now, you know, that one's at the top 10.
Sunday afternoon, no football.
Football's done. The style, Patino, the belief, the awakening that this isn't, I mean, and I've thought it's been more than this for a while, but I think it's catching on now. It's not just a cute story. This thing could go on for a while. Now, they could also go one and done if they shoot 50% from the free throw line again, which they do way too often. But this St. John's team,
I mean,
it
just can't happen, dude.
It can't. Okay. Their defense is insane.
So I read something, I think it was after the game yesterday, I don't know, this morning, that Patino was saying, did I hear it or read it somewhere? But he was basically saying, like, this is not, we're preparing now for the tournament.
Yes.
Every game that they're going to now, maybe I heard it on the morning show. I don't know. Did you hear that too?
I didn't hear that cut on the morning show. But I don't know where I listened to his press game, to his presser. So I know.
I either heard it or read it. Maybe I read it on social media, something like that. But basically that these games are, and he's like, I don't know how the hell we're doing it, missing these free throws and all that. But we are preparing as if it is the tournament now. So this is bigger to him than the Big East. It's bigger than the Big East tournament. It's about the tournament, which is what you want to hear from established experience, as good a coach as there has ever been in the sport, getting them prepared for the tournament already.
It always is for him. You know, it's just, it's never about, and I think I even underestimated this, even though knowing what he's done in year two and all these places, and we all know his career, he's a whole, I think he's the best of all time. I've said that. But I, like, he's even more big picture than I thought. Like, I thought on some level, like, if St. John's, and I knew they'd be good this year because they were pretty good last year. I knew that they'd be better, more athletic. I didn't know how athletic and how good, but they're better than I thought, but I knew they'd be good. But I thought maybe 22, 23 wins the whole year. Yeah, maybe an 8 seed, a 7 seed, mess around, win a game. But, like, in his mind, he's here to get to the Final Four. Like, there's nothing else to interpret. He's just thinking, I don't care that St. John's has antiquated buildings and hasn't done a damn thing this century. It means nothing to me. I'm Rick Pitino. Now, he doesn't say that because he's humble. He's become humble. He's even told me that he's become humble as he's gotten older. But in his mind, the moment he took the job, he's thinking they're going to win a championship.
Right.
That's what he thinks.
He believes it.
Yes.
So now I ask you, and I've asked you this before, but it was maybe weeks ago. So we've taken several steps toward a better result since then, right? Like, this was before the UConn game. This is before even I went to the game against, who the hell did they play?
That was Georgetown game, you guys. Did you go to Xavier or Georgetown? Xavier.
Whatever.
Hop, what game? Did you guys go to Xavier or Georgetown that night?
I thought
Georgetown,
it was Xavier,
right?
If I'm not. Xavier, it was Xavier. Oh, right, we were supposed to go to the Georgetown game.
Oh, Xavier,
but then we couldn't because Hop had, he was having an appliance delivered. Remember?
Oh, yes.
So then we ended up going to Xavier.
Yes.
All right, point is, can this team, you know it as well as anybody, can they continue this style? Let's say they improve a little bit with the free throws, whatever. Can this team be a championship team? I'm not talking Big East.
Yeah.
I'm talking championship.
I know you are. Championship right now still seems a little bit much for me.
Okay. Yeah.
It's almost, I won't say it's irresponsible, but it almost seems, and I'm not trying to dilute your question because it's a great question. St. John's fans want to know the answer to this. And I think more importantly, Fringe fans are very interested in the answer.
That's, I know what you're saying. It's not the be all end all.
Like,
but
it's almost like you want to, especially those of us who have been here forever.
Yeah, enjoy this now.
You want to enjoy it. Like, first, win the Big East regular season crown. Then get to the championship on Saturday. Then sit there on Selection Sunday and be a 3 seed or a 4 seed. Stay in the East. Get regional home cooking. Like, there's a lot of steps. I'll tell you this, though. What's starting to happen now is that their three-point shooting is getting not good. It's never going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's not with this team. It's getting it's trending to a point where it's becoming more acceptable. And the other things that
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That they do well is going to give them a chance to win as many games as it takes to get to the Final Four. And I don't know what's going to... I mean, if you run into Duke and Cooper Flagg drops 40, which I don't think they'd let it, but you never know, or Houston, which is as good a defensive team as they are, or Auburn or Tennessee. Like, there's a lot of things I don't know, but I know this. This team is not getting punked against anybody.
And think about it. I guess I could answer the question myself, too. They're ranked ninth, which would mean that...
There you go.
I mean, right. Yeah. So right now, I mean, there are only eight teams ranked in front of them, which would mean that, okay, maybe they're not going to be a favorite, but who's to say? I mean, what was UConn ranked in the last couple of years before they went in?
Were they... Oh, they were always top five. Oh, when they won the championships? This year?
The first one.
What elite. I don't know if they started one, but
why
they
do I
were...
feel like maybe we're going back years ago now? With Kemba Walker,
they played Butler. I was actually at that Final Four.
Ranked high though that year.
No, though, that was an overachievement. That was the one with Kevin Ollie. That was a UConn team of overachievement.
So the point is, it can happen.
Of course,
you get these upsets with teams going to the Final Fours out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm not expecting it. I just want to know like where we're at right now. Obviously, the front runners to win the Big East. They're going to be the favorites to win the Big East tournament. What happens at the tournament, we'll see.
And I wouldn't say heavy favorites. Right. I would say slight favorites, to be fair.
Over Creighton?
Marquette? I think Marquette's a little soft. I'm not too worried about Marquette. I don't think you underestimate Hurley. I mean, you just don't underestimate Hurley in a big game.
Especially,
you just don't.
Especially looking for revenge.
Yeah, do it at your own peril. I'm not doing that. Danny Hurley is not quite Patino, but in 20 years, he very well might have the resume Rick has. He's that good.
That's this Sunday they play UConn again?
This Sunday. So Wednesday's DePaul.
Right.
Just make sure you show up and focused and you know, don't get beat by an awful team, and they should. And then, UConn, and then they even moved the Seton Hall game the following weekend from campus to the Garden because, you know, people want to go. And Rick had a great quote after the game. He said, "These are Knicks crowds." He said, I didn't see this in year two. So even, I guess, at least from the crowd, not from the team accomplishment, but the way, you know, I think what's happened is the old heads have remembered, hey, this is what I fell in love with. And now the younger kids are like, wow, this is what it's like to root for a good team. And it's just a confluence of great stuff.
How were your kids into it?
Oh, my God. They were bananas. Absolutely bonkers. Well, I mean, my son a little bit more than my daughter, but he's absolutely crazy with this. Crazy.
Nice family day at the world's most famous.
It was pretty awesome.
And they polished it off with a win. Yeah, I mean, that's how you want it there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We have some actually news. I don't think it's good news either. Hoff was whispering in my ear there during the break as it pertains to the Mets rotation. So we'll get to that when we come back. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.